This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Elliot. Deli Boy, who are you mad at? Good morning. You're on the morning roast, Deli Boy.
You were at the game yesterday?
He was.
Yeah, I was at the game yesterday. And let me just say that after maxing out my credit card to buy four slices of pizza for my boys, we go to sit down, and before the second inning over, it's already 7-0. My three-year-old, Teddy, just turns to me and goes, "Yeah, I'm ready to go down the slide now." So even they know. Even they know, like, yeah, this isn't much to look at right now. Who am I mad at? I want to be mad at everyone from top to bottom, but is there a top? This team seems like it's all bottoms right now. What's going on? I'm disappointed in Adamas. I thought he was going to be way better than what he was. I mean, I'm not thinking that he was going to be some sort of MVP-like player, but, I mean, do something. I know that yesterday there was that awkward bad bounce on the bag. I just kind of felt like that was just our season in a nutshell. Mm. Just kind of like everything. If anything can go wrong, it's going to go wrong. I don't know what's going on. I mean, and then with our pitching, after Ray and Webb, we have nothing. I mean, you can't rely on a two-man rotation. And if you are going to rely on a two-man rotation, well, then you better be hitting. You know, this isn't the Arizona Diamondbacks where you have a stacked lineup all the way down the, you know, down 1-8 to make up for not having three other pitchers. We don't have that.
What was the crowd like yesterday? Well, like, because there was a lot of boos, and you've probably been to every one of these Candlestick games I'm referencing where the Niner fans booed Alex Smith and Mike Singletary and Mike Nolan, like booed them off the field. So what was it like yesterday?
Because I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Everyone I talk to walking around waiting in line to go down the slide or waiting to go into that mini ballpark, everyone's just asking the same question, just kind of like, when is Bob going to go? And it's not just Bob, but what else is going to happen? Someone else has got to go. You know, this team is not just one player away or one trade away. This is kind of like a top to bottom. We might need to just kind of restructure and rebuild and blow it up. Something needs to be done. I mean, no one really has any confidence in this team right now. And the thing is you go to the game and you can see fans are there. fans are willing to spend. I went to the dugout store. People are spending money like it's crazy.
Was it packed?
I spent. I was about to spend $40 on a Lucille plush doll, but I had to put that back. Like, I'm not spending $40 on a Lucille plush doll. Are you kidding me? I mean, they're raking in money. So I don't want to hear that, like, fans are not showing up. We are showing up. But give us something. You know, they always emphasize a fan experience here. They want to emphasize a fun fan experience. You know what's a good fun fan experience? A winning experience.
Yeah.
Give me something to go to win. I don't care about all the little extra things that they have going on during the game. I want to see them win. And I think most people want to say the same thing. Winning is a fun fan experience. I don't know what needs to be done. Honestly, I'm so frustrated. It's not just Bob. I don't want to say it's just Bob. And don't say it's Devers, because Devers has actually been playing really, really well. And I also think that when we got him, he was hurt. You know, when we first got him, I think he had that groin injury. I really don't know what is. I don't know what we're gonna do. I really don't know. Kids are going crazy.
No, you're good, Dan boy. Thank you. And again, that the kid saying I want to go down the slide. I think it's time. That's basically the Giants these last 2 months. They've just gone down the slide. It's over. And at least going down the slide, you like the fans feel good about it. But the fans haven't been feeling good about watching this product. No. Like Padres fans feel good about the product that their team is putting up right now. That they feel great. That fan's screaming at all the misery, right? That they feel good right now. The Giants fans, I mean, the last time you actually felt good about a Giants team was when? Like, felt good. Like, even you were skeptical of the 2021 season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talked myself into it.
The last time you felt truly good, was it 2016?
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, I thought that team, if they would have found a way to beat the Cubs, was going to win the World Series.
Yep, and they may have.
I talked myself into that.
Well, you got to.
It was an even year.
Talked yourself into Kaiway Tang. You feel bad for him. Will Clark.
One thing. Like, everyone's pointed Buster. And look, Buster took the job, right? When you take the job,
he did.
You're going to get the accountability.
He did.
In times like this, I do wish that the Giants had one singular owner, because then I could hear from that individual. There's something to be said about hearing from Joe Lacob, hearing from Jed York. Now, there's a time and a place, and I know there's been times I didn't want to hear from Joe or Jed York. Today's a day I wish that they didn't have a conglomerate running the team, and I wish they had a singular owner who was front and center, the governor of the team, if you will, and I just wonder what the hell's going on. Is Buster just given carte blanche to fix it? And if so, what is his blueprint? What's his plan? It can't be this.
And that's going to be the ultimate question after the season's over. Whatever moves they make, they move on from Bob Melvin. Like, at this point, do bring back Bob Melvin, would you have serious questions about Buster Posey?
They literally cannot.
They can't?
They can't.
What if they do?
He brings back Bob Melvin. I mean,
because no one's talking about that. We're all talking like it's a foregone conclusion that he's gone. I don't know.
Joe,
I don't know.
Joe, it would be a one-way ticket to having his playing career get evaporated and him being known right now. Not that he's not one of the all-time greats, but people and the approval rating on Posey would sink so low. I couldn't even fathom it. There is no scenario where he can bring him back. I don't think there's a scenario where he lasts the month.
Do you think it would get to like Chris Mullin, GM of the Warriors levels when it comes to Buster Posey?
This would be worse.
Really?
Yeah. Because Mullin wasn't completely inept.
No, he wasn't.
There were bad moments. They were rebuilding. You know, there was a lot going on. The expectations and the pricing isn't what it was then that it is now. There's a lot that's different. Remember, it was the Warriors, right? The Warriors hadn't had a lot of success. There's a cachet with the Giants right now, even after 8 out of 9 years not making the playoffs, that the Warriors never had.
Right.
So,
and Buster being a part of
that. It's easy to know the Warriors and what they are now and everything. Oh, this is how it's always been. They were an afterthought around the league. And when Mullin took over, we just wanted someone with a pulse to run the team. So it's just so different. It's But the shine did wear off on Mully, like, real quick.
And that's what I'm talking about with Buster Posey right now. The shine is wearing off right now with every single Giants, like, horrible loss, the defensive miscues, the lack of leadership, the lack of just enthusiasm from anyone right now. I mean, we can play all the sound we want from after the game from the players. Like, Dave Fleming, who is the voice of the team, who's our insider, who's around this team every day, Joe, he gets the pulse of this team. What's concerning for Dave, just like it is for us, is this overall lack of enthusiasm. They've lost it.
I do think there is an element of this team that is prideful. They're veteran. They've been around. They have big expectations of themselves, and they've watched this thing sort of slip away. And I'm not saying the season is over, but I think the body language and the energy level would definitely say this is a group that has lost some of their enthusiasm, not because they don't want it, but because they realize the math right now. And that sucks. I mean, it does. No, nobody wants that. And Elliot, that was perfect from Elliot. That is exactly the way everybody's feeling. Like, who knows what to say about this? Everybody's underperforming. How do you explain that? How do you explain that, like, a bunch of guys who have big league talent and track records are all struggling? I don't know how you explain that. I don't know that there is an easy explanation, but that's the reality right now.
Dave Fleming on yesterday, courtesy of River Islands, our 95.7 The Game Giants insider. And KC is in San Jose now and wants to talk about one Buster Posey, president of baseball operations for the San Francisco Giants. KC, what's up? You're on the Morning Roast.
Hey, guys. When we have reached Joe one step away from a torn hamstring chastis, that I can actually envision him going first to third and covering second base part of the season, uh-oh, we're in trouble. A couple of months ago, you had a guest. I can't remember his name. He came down Buster's lane. I realize he's going to get his 4 years. The guy's a legend, right? He came down. I believe they were cooked. when he took over, he did not get rid of the GM or the scouting department. You look at, I went down because I'm one of those crazy fans, Shafty. You look at their top 30 prospect list for like the last 10 years. Like, you can't even, it's so bad.
I know.
Like, I think your kid or my kid can pick just random guys off some Baseball America and they'll have a better, like, it's like they're sabotaging on purpose.
It's crazy.
How is he keeping the same people together? How are they going to rebuild? You can't throw money at this problem. Bringing another top guy is not going to fix it. And to stick with the Warriors team, guys, it's Rafi Antoine Jameson Devers, and it's Matt Corey Maggette Chapman. That's the vibe you're getting, and that's what it's going to be.
Oh, my God.
KC.
Wow.
San Jose. Telling it like it is. It's how he feels right now. I wouldn't go too far with the Devers comp there, but, I mean, it's baseball right now, and I've seen time in and time out, if you have one player that's above average and good or great, it doesn't matter. I watched Mike Trout yesterday at the plate for the Los Angeles Angels going up against Shohei Ohtani, and part of me was just overall just kind of sad watching him strike out a couple times because I was like, man, I think we've seen like the best of Trout, and I don't know if he has any more elite seasons left in him. I think it might be over for him, which sucks because as a baseball fan, Joe, I just love watching the guy play. But he's the poster child you can have one of the greatest players of all time. It doesn't matter. The rest of the team stinks.
Tony Gwynn, Barry Bonds. All these guys had like little to no playoff success.
There you go.
There's lots of guys that have had it. You got to have a full team. There are very few guys that are Ohtani and Judge where their impact permeates up and down the lineup. And even then, those guys need to have dudes in front and behind them, you know? And it's just... You know, I think we talk about this in basketball. Like, a De'Aaron Fox keeps signing these max deals, and there's only so many legitimate max deal difference maker players.
Right.
Like, Steph is on a whole nother level, that even though they might be making comparable money, than some of the other max guys on his list.
Like, even on his own team, then Jimmy Butler is also making bank.
Exactly. Paul George, you know, like, there's a, just because you're making a lot of money, and that's one thing that I do want to, like, talk about today is... Everyone's like, they signed stars. Adamas is not a star.
No.
You're there's no correlation to the amount of money I've paid you and you legitimately being a star. Just because I gave you a big deal doesn't mean you're a star. Is Kirk Cousins a star?
No.
Has he made a lot of money? Yes. Yeah. He's not a star. He's just not. And so, like, this thing like, well, they signed stars. No, they didn't. They signed role players, good role players, who cannot be leaders of your team. I thought Adamas could be a leader of your team. I don't think he could be a leader of your team right now. Like, I'm questioning that. I for sure as hell know that you can't do it with Chapman. The point about developing and drafting, everybody points to the Tampa Bay Rays. There's no doubt they do a great job identifying, developing, drafting. The Milwaukee Brewers are another team. They do a great job identifying, developing, and drafting. What the hell magic, like, syrup do the Oakland A's, the Sacramento A's have?
Yeah.
They constantly find 3-4 guy nucleuses over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. And, oh, but Farhan did, like, that's one thing, like, I heard a lot, like, well, you got to get a guy who's done it before. Yeah, Farhan did it with the A's as the number two or three or four.
Yeah, he wasn't Billy Bean. He wasn't David Forst. Exactly. He did bring in, I think his biggest one was probably Yoenis Cespedes as an international signing. But again, the credit isn't going to go to Farhan there. Just like it wasn't in L.A., it was who? Andrew Friedman. And the proof is in the pudding, as the Dodgers right now, according to various outlets, have the number one farm system in baseball. The Dodgers. Of all teams, the L.A. Dodgers.
But they identify, draft, and develop over and over and over again.
Makes me sick.
And it does. It makes me sick, too. And, like, he's right. It's been a decade. I'm sick of talking about prospects that I don't get to see. I'm sick of waiting on them. I know I can hear Mark Willard's point of view on the other end of the room yelling that I'm an idiot, because he's not alone. A lot of people think this way. Like, my brother took his kids yesterday. Does he want to take his kids if it's a bunch of, you know, 23-year-olds that nobody knows and they're winning only 65 games a year? Honestly, yeah, I think we would. Give me a couple years of that. I want to see Bryce Eldridge. I don't care if he bats 200. I don't. I literally don't. Like, you owe it to yourself. He's not just going to stay in AAA against remedial pitching and all of a sudden figure it out and, like, well, now he'll never strike out again. Guys, everyone in baseball strikes out one out of three or four times in their at-bats. It's a league-wide problem right now. That's not exclusive to just Bryce Eldridge or just the Giants. Just play the kid. Bring his ass up. Play him. Let's get a look at him. All right? Bring up Luciano. Give us a month of let's see what we've got, and let's just go from there. Look, you owe it to Wilmer and everyone else. DFA Wilmer. I don't need to see another Wilmer Flores at bat. He's been a really good Giant. I like him. We're going nowhere. Now is the time to promote and hope. And hope one of these guys makes play. Like this Drew Gilbert kid. He's struggling mightily right now. Let him play the next 3 or 4 weeks. This is what you needed to do for years. You refused to do it, and it made sense on a nightly basis. We've got Yaz. Can't play Ramos. Can't play Matos. Can't play Luciano. We got Yaz. Well, now you don't have Yaz. There's no excuse to not get a look at Grant McCray, at Gilbert, at Luciano, at Matos. Everybody needs to just, if you have no future on this team, you need to sit, you need to get a phantom injury, you need to be DFA'd, and yes, I'm being harsh and probably a little unrealistic. I need to see all the young players, all of them.
Well,
period.
I mean, the veterans aren't doing anything, so why not? Like, there's no excuses to not bring these guys up, and I really don't want to hear from, you know, oh, he's striking out too much, because Dave was on yesterday, and I'll play the cut.
Team is striking out.
But that's, again, that's where I'm at with this team right now. If we're all going to accept, and they're not going to ever do it and wave the proverbial white flag because, oh, the math is still there and we still got a shot and we're going to try to go out there and do it. Well, do it with Eldridge. What do you got to lose, Dave?
He's still striking out a lot. And, you know, the thing about AAA, like AAA has changed over the years. And is AAA full of, like, future big league stars? It is not. What AAA is full of is a bunch of veteran players who've had a taste of the big leagues and can spin the ball and change speeds. And in the lower minor leagues, it's, you know, it's a lot of sloppy breaking balls and big fastballs. I mean, Bryce is crushing fastballs, which is a great sign. Giants sure need more hitters and hit fastball. That is a really good sign, but he's also getting exploited at age 20, you know, where he's 5, 6, 8, 10 years younger than the guys he's facing. He is swinging and missing a lot at off-speed stuff and off-speed stuff down. If you just watch the at-bats, it's a lot of changeups and sliders low, and it's just, this is a sport of reps. He just needs a little more time to see those pitches. He's going to get it. This guy has big aptitude. He's going to lay off those pitches, right?
They have nothing to lose.
I mean, he's saying these guys are whiffing at everything. So is Willie Adames, so is Matt Chapman every time I watch them. They're just striking out constantly. Now that you can say, oh, well, those guys are made men, and they have these big contracts, but I don't. I want to see. I want to see him.
What would the A's do right now?
But the A's, I know, I hear you on the A's comparison, but they are just so, they've been rebuilding forever.
What would the Brewers do?
Well, what the Brewers did do was say, I don't need Willie Adames, and I'm going to sign my guy Jackson Churio to this deal. And we have belief in him so much so that we have barely seen him in the big leagues that we're going to sign him to this big contract. We're going to play him all the time. We have belief in him. Same with Roman Anthony with the Red Sox. Like, that's the team
Churio
I go out
Jackson.
To.
Churio yeah. Jackson got to play from day one all the way through. They were like, you know what? It might look ugly. We're going to do it. Like, we don't care. We believe in you.
20 strikeouts and 42 at-bats this month so far. 20 strikeouts and 42 at-bats. What does that tell you?
Well, that tells me he fits right into the current team. Like, what? Who are we discussing? Are you kidding me? Look, should I look at the statistics for this team when it comes? I'm pulling up right now. Let me give you the strikeout numbers this year for the Giants. Willie Adames has 134 strikeouts. 134.
Do you have what he's batting against left-handed pitching? It's got to be like 100.
Okay, Elliot Ramos, how many strikeouts? 119.
Oh, no.
Matt Chapman missed a month of the season. How many has he got?
Still have over 100?
100. Oh, Mike Yastrzemski hasn't been here for quite some time.
Over 100?
He has 86.
Oh, okay. That's better.
Okay. Pat Bailey, how many do you think he's got?
200.
100. Okay. All right. Wilmer Flores, who has played 20 less games, and a lot of those appearances have been pinch hit appearances, has 70 strikeouts. Rafi Devers has 63. He's been here since June 16th. It's June 16th!
Good for him.
All right.
Let's play discipline right there.
How many at-bats total in the month of August for Ramos?
At-bats total for the month of August? Let's extrapolate this four times.
They played. It's about 14 days worth of baseball.
Yeah, so four times 14, do the carry the 56.
It's got 11 at-bats. What is Flores doing on this team?
Was I right, by the way? The 56 at-bats?
For Flores?
No, for Ramos.
I meant Flores. Oh. Flores.
Oh.
Flores is 11 at-bats. Oh. What's he doing on the team? He ain't playing first base.
You were on the Flores thing. I don't know why he's on the team still. I'm
not trying to be mean. He had a nice run, but like, my gosh, guys, come on.
I would have felt a lot better about the Giants had they just told us that the expectations were nothing. Because, I mean, they did in a way. When you get rid of your biggest strength with what your bullpen was with Doval, you get rid of Rogers, right? And then Yaz, whatever. But had they just gone out and traded Robbie Ray and just said, you know what, we're going to move off Ray and Flores, like, okay, good. Now I know you guys don't expect to be playoff contenders. That would have been okay, Joe. I could have actually wrapped my head, right? Like, you could have wrapped your head around that as a fan and say, all right, well, I'm not going to go into the second half of expectations thinking this team's going to be a playoff team. But I know that we're adding young talent. We got more youth in the farm system. And maybe we can call some of these guys up that could give us some hope in the future to build something, build a foundation, right? They don't have any young pieces to build a foundation right now. And I think that's what's so frustrating. And that's basically what you're getting at here is the foundation is what? It's non-existent right now. It's Devers. It's Chapman. Jung Hooli. I'm just going off the guys that are $100+ million contracts. Jung Hooli. Willie Adames, right? And yeah, Logan Webb and Robbie Ray, but like, I kind of expect him to move off Robbie Ray now, like in the offseason. I don't expect him to keep him around, right? Like maybe they do and they try to use him as a rental again, but I don't know what the direction of this team is right now. And I guess that's what's so befuddling for a lot of fans. And, you know, that play yesterday with Elliot Ramos, really, I think just was, you said it was a couple days ago, the straw that broke your back. I think this broke the Bay Area's back yesterday, and it was this.
Hammered down the line. This will bounce up against the wall. And Ramos just let one fly totally away from everybody. And that allows Tatis to score. That's unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.